We had a friend.
He was the guy freshman year.
That everyone didn't really like, except I kind of like had fun shooting the shit with him. I basically called him fat by accident. He sent me like Tinder photos to critique, and I'm like, hey, I can critique these, but like, what I'd do if I were you, one, I'd get into shape, and two, I'd take pictures of me in shape.
Unsolicited advice.
But I basically got confused because like was someone I considered like a really good friend. Like,
names. Like, what's wrong with you? You've been weighing yourself for how long? How many months has it been?
It's been a month.
Just all of your data points are going up into the... It's like you see the scale and you're like, I'm going to eat more today.
What was happening, I recently discovered, I didn't know I had this, but there's a 24-7 little mini mart, a little bodega right next to me. So, dude, I'd come out of hockey at literally 1 a.m. I'd go there, I'd get a smoothie, a full bag of mangoes, and a Cuban sandwich at 1 a.m., dude.
Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense. Oh, and the co-host, he's standing in the intro. This is a little rushed, all right? It's rushed. This is going to be a nuggisode, and that's my fault, Pop. We're back. We're back to our online... Oh, you got a haircut. That looks nice. You got a haircut, right?
Got a haircut.
Okay, nice. But we're back to the way things should be, and this is going to be a nuggisode because... I'm going to a Jonas Brothers concert.
What did he say?
In about 15 minutes, I got to get going. But I'm not going for the Jonas Brothers, Pop. I'm going for the band called Lawrence. They are alumni of our alma mater, Brown University, and I got to go see him. There he is. Just a cack. Nothing Dude. More.
Sometimes when you don't shoot a pod for a couple days, you forget about the pod and you realize, wow, this is just two dudes talking.
You don't release them either. I haven't had to listen to one in about 2 weeks, it's been.
Yeah, well, I need positive reinforcement, not negative. talk about reinforcement, dude. I got reinforcement.
I got it today.
Oh, wait, did you want me to comment on your concert? That's awesome. I'm glad you listened to music.
No.
I don't think I've really been to it. To like one or two concerts.
I actually don't normally do this, but I've become such a super mega fan of Lawrence because I told you this. They went to our school and they're actually doing cool shit when they could have all just gone to Wall Street, which is so cool. Mm. And they have impeccable taste. Like they're like an 8-piece band, which means they have a whole horn section, guitars, drums, keyboards, brother-sister duo, and they literally don't miss notes. They do not miss a note. And for that, I just like people doing really cool shit. Because as we said on the pod, we hate people doing average Joe stuff.
It's too easy to do cool, boring, average Joe shit. Just like...
That just reminded me of your tweet to Sam Parr. He tweets out that he's doing another cohort of his course, Copy That. And you're like, you tweet at him, why spend the time launching another cohort of this as opposed to focusing on Hampton? And he hits
you back. Which is his thing, making like a lot of money. It's making millions of dollars.
And he put his whole name behind. It's the thing he just launched. And he hits back, I'm not focused on this, the copy course. And you're like, great pitch, dude. It's like, what is that? Right. What is that? You're going to get people to sign up for this thing that admittedly you're not focused on at all?
Right. I'm like, well, you really cornered yourself there. It just confuses me, dude. It's another example going down the ladder. I don't know why. I don't know why he needs like cash flow, or maybe he's...
Down the...
But like, if down he's trying the ladder to teach...
Down the ladder of wealth creation, which we've talked about. Subscribe to the pod, okay?
It's like, dude, just make a YouTube channel and then do your breakdowns there. Like, why you got to gate it behind a couple $100 or whatever? Because, you know, you're worth $20 million or more. So what's it to you? But
positive reinforcement, Pop. Give you us want your positive that? For the nuggisode.
I feel Unless like you dude, got the, a podcast, the podcast is almost going to just sunk cost fatty. It's almost exclusively that. I've been running into this issue. So basically, I guess I never talked about this, but we had a friend. It's kind of my friend, not really Henry's, but I like basically he was the guy freshman year that everyone didn't really like, except I kind of like had fun shooting the shit with him. And so we ended up rooming sophomore year, and like my whole other friend group, you guys lived together. I basically called him fat by accident.
By accident? Well,
yeah, in a mean way by accident. It's not really a mean way. I still don't think it's mean. I think it's just like how we talk. But I basically haven't talked to him for a while. So I'm used to just like everyone. I'm just like, hey, dude, you're fat. So you want to lose some weight. I basically, he sent me like Tinder photos to critique. And I'm like, hey, I can critique these. And like I thumbed up the good ones. But like what I'd do if I were you is, one, I'd get into shape. And two, I'd take pictures of me in shape.
Oh, unsolicited advice. He gives him unsolicited advice. And this is what I told you. It's like, this is where you have 0 out of 10 empathy. But he's coming to you. He's already done the hard thing, which is put himself out there and try and get on dating apps, because you're already giving him shit for that.
And it's someone never really dated.
Right. He finally does that. He's like, dude, this is the last thing. Which picture do you like? And you're like, oh, picture? Well, how about you get in shape? You do this other really hard thing that you're not doing. Okay? How about you do that?
The problem is, like, this was a complete, like, I didn't expect a response. I'm just like, oh, this is what he should do. I was just giving advice. I wasn't like even thinking, this is the ask maybe, but like I wasn't thinking to filter it for like, here's the sugar, because I'm just like, Belky, you're fat, like lose weight, like how I talk to you. But he needs the sugar, apparently. I don't want to make a sugar joke.
Oh, come on, huh? It's just that it was unsolicited, and it could be something he's really struggling with. I told you, I was like, clearly. If you just said, I think if you just framed it differently, because you're not as close as, say, you and I. But if you framed it like a, hey, dude, like, we can talk about the pictures, but do you mind if I...
See, that's the thing. I think XYZ. What happened... And this then happened with a couple... With Brown friends... Brown is, like, the softest college, I think, in the universe. It's like...
No, dude, there's got to be softer. Vassar?
That doesn't really exist.
Vassar? Swarthmore?
Yeah. Well, I
Williams? Pop. Okay.
Basically, like people you live in this bubble and like everyone just agrees with each other. And so you're not used to like any confrontation. And so so I just forget, like I would kind of be nice to people at Brown, and like it's not my real personality. Like my personality is like, hey, I'm gonna roast you, I'm just gonna tell you what's up. They're not used to that. So I was just like used to sugarcoating people, especially like freshman year. So all those freshman friends are like covered in sugar. I forget that. And now in the real world, I come back after like a couple of years of just like dropping R-bombs and just being back to like my public school self.
Not the Sour Patch Kids freshman.
Yeah, dude. Sour Patch. And so I hit them back and they're confused. They're used to sugarcoat. So yeah, basically.
You weren't much of a sugarcoater then. It was maybe just a tiny bit more.
Yeah, it doesn't feel natural. I don't like things. But I basically got confused because, like, with someone I consider, like, a really good friend. Like, I was
names,
probably,
names.
Like...
Oh. Like, what's wrong with you?
I forgot we were going for it. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Chloe's got my back, I think. So, names, two names. So, yeah, basically, like, I didn't know.
Wait, was this the positive reinforcement section?
This is preamble that wasn't even necessary. Point is, I tried to Nuggets tell him, like, I tried to tell him, like, hey, I lost weight. I basically kept doubling down in text because he's like, that's
double,
a really fucking
quadruple, eight octa down.
He was trying to warn me. He's like, hey, dude, can we drop this topic? Like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm like, we could, but like, I really think you should lose weight.
Sends an audio message.
I believe very strongly in it because I think like you get that ball rolling and then everything else is just easier, which is like objectively true. It's just, you know, you got to frame it differently. If they're not your best friend. But like,
you have to be primed to receive that feedback.
I know. I just thought in my head, he's a best friend. So like, I thought I could treat him like a best friend, but really he's an acquaintance. I have to treat him like an acquaintance because I could say this to any friend. And if they're a real friend, they'd be like, okay, that's cool. I'm used to Dylan behaving like that. So that's all preamble for like, I was basically my like one advice to him for losing weight. Don't think about like food or like exercise. Like don't stress about going to the gym or anything like that. All you got to do is just get yourself a scale.
If I was going to say, pull up the B-roll.
No, dude. Well, that's the thing. When, like, basically, what happened to me, what's happened to him, and a lot of people, I think, is...
Myself, the last year.
Right. It happens to everybody. You lose track of time and weight. It's in space.
Well, what really happens is I think you maintain similar habits from when you were like 18, 20 years old and very active. And now you're just sitting at a desk for 8-9 hours a day. So you're eating just as much. You're moving way less. And nothing else is changing. So you just 1 pound, 2 pounds, 5, 8. Right. I was up like 12 pounds. I've never gone... Yeah. Anywhere away from like my normal weight.
I don't think I'll ever forget you questioning a scientific multi-$1,000 scale. You basically get in it and they're like, hey, Belky, you're like 165 pounds. And you're like, no, I'm 150. You're like, no, we did this.
It was crazy because I had been on the road. We were doing van life for like almost a year. We didn't have a scale at our apartment. Like I had not weighed myself in a year. And in my mind, I'm 150 because when something's changing like ounces per day, or a pound every few months, you don't notice it. I get on the scale, they're like, buddy, you're 165. Like,
right.
On this little frame? No.
That's a lot of meat. So yeah, basically, I if he wanted the advice, which I think he basically told me to fuck off, like, I don't want your advice. I'm going to stay how I am because I'm crushing it. He's going to keep doing his thing. But I got myself a scale. And pretty much since the moment I got the scale, it's only gone up and to the right. And for those that can't see the B-roll, that means I am putting on weight. Well, it was because
I got on the scale diet and I'm just going down and to the right.
I know, but I here's my thing. I'm going to say I had a lot. I normally play hockey on the weekends and I didn't have that. And instead I was at weddings and at home.
Oh, you have been going home a lot and you have all the little goodies at home, sweet treats.
And there's no holding back.
So do I
eat cereal all day.
Dude, this is the thing about habit loops. The second I walk into my parents' house, I'm like, where's the ice cream?
It's crazy.
Where is it?
I know.
It's so deeply ingrained.
So that wrecked me. Get to the point.
Well, you got to get to the positive reinforcement. I got to go, Pop.
Yeah. Basically, I can see the trend. And then what was nice is like when you see... This all comes from, why do I never remember his name?
Ed Thorpe.
Thank you. All he does, he's 90 years old and looks like he's 60. He's a beast. All he does every day is get on the scale. And so, like, when you see the trend going up and it goes above, like, 175, I'm like, hey, we gotta cut back. Because I would go to hockey.
I don't understand. You've been weighing yourself for how long? How many months has it been?
It's been a month.
1 month. Just all of your data points are going up into the... It's like you see the scale and you're like, I'm going to eat more today.
Well, I was gone every weekend, so that's my excuse.
I know.
But like it finally got up above like 175 consistently, and I'm like, okay, that's way above. And what was happening was I'd get back, and I recently discovered, I didn't know I had this, but there's a 24/7 little mini mart, a little bodega right next to me. So dude, I'd come out of hockey at literally 1 a.m., I'd go there, I'd get a smoothie, a full bag of mangoes, and a Cuban sandwich at 1 a.m., dude. It was crazy. I'd smash the full bag with like 6 servings of mangoes. Giant smoothie.
What
and
is this
come with
pod?
A bag of chips.
What is the pod?
But now I get the feedback, so I'm like, I'm above 175, so that's no more bodega.
No more bodega. 1 a.m., smoothie, mangoes, Cuban. What is a Cuban sandwich? Roast beef?
No, it's ham and pickles and cheese.
Griddle.
It's not even that good. But
panini.
No, so the feedback's back, and now I'm back below 175 and trending in the right
for
direction.
One day. We'll check back in a week. Your whole graph is just like this, but it's the trend line is up and to the right.
Right, right. This is the hold me accountable. That's it.
Was not expecting that to be the
I wasn't either, dude.